show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Fan Run Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, intern Alex pulling double duty. Iron Woman. Thank you, Alex, for sticking around and helping get us on the air. It is Wednesday. We are back. Enjoyed yesterday as a travel day for me and a rest and relaxation day for the big guy. How are you, Cody?
Doing fine, John. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere. And that's not true.
Oh, yeah? You didn't rest and relax?
No.
What'd you do?
I was in my car all day.
Oh, so a work day. Just grind day?
I ended up going to Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I took a guy down there. Ackworth, Georgia, to be precise, which is just outside Atlanta.
I drove past Ackworth, Georgia yesterday.
Yep, you got to go down there on 75. Oh, you drove by there? Why were you down there?
Well, I mean, I flew back for my trip out of Atlanta.
I'm so confused. You, Lexington, Vegas, Chicago, where were you this weekend?
Vegas.
So you've already been to Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there and back. Bada boom, bada bing.
Okay. When did you go?
Saturday through, left 5 a.m. Tuesday morning.
Oh, wow.
6 a.m., I guess, local time. I had to get to the airport started boarding at 5:20. I got to the airport about 5.
I couldn't remember your timeline of where all you were going.
Yeah.
So you flew out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
So you were coming through Atlanta. What time did you come through?
Touched down about 12:30 or so. P.M.
Oh, we probably met on the road.
Yeah, that would have been something if I had passed you. Like, wait, is that Cody?
Yeah, that's me. I'm down here too.
So yep. You get picked up like somebody to drive, and they just happened to be
going
to go to Georgia?
It was one of those levels are a little high. It was one of those long trips, and it says like 45 plus minutes, which I normally hate doing those, but yeah, that's pretty good. Depending on where it's going, like if it's going out in the middle of rural Tennessee, I don't do it.
Yeah, but you're like, it's the interstate, it's not that big.
It's Atlanta, 75. Figured I could do get a little action in Atlanta.
Did you go down to Atlanta to get action?
Yeah. I hung around Atlanta for a little while and then came back and hung around Chattanooga for a little while and then came back. Ended up being an all-day adventure. But I did something that I'd never done in Atlanta.
Before we get there, bookmark that. I want to know how much did the ride cost? From Knoxville, I assume, to Ackworth, Georgia, which we'll just call Atlanta.
I don't know how much it cost. It paid like $152 or something like that. And then the guy tipped another $20.
Okay.
So it was, I mean, it's worth my time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But see, if you're in a place like Atlanta, it's worth your time. But if you're going out in the middle of nowhere, it's not.
Sure.
Then you got to lump it back and you can't do anything on the way. So it depends on where you're going.
I got you. All right, so you said you did something you've never done before.
Yeah, it was foursome. No, it wasn't. But I went to, you know, here's the thing everybody in Atlanta tells you, right? All the locals, you know Atlanta people. You've spent time in Atlanta.
Sure.
Everybody says, don't go here. Tourist trap. It's not worth it. It's not any good. I've driven by it, though, a dozen times, and I never had it.
So are you about to say you went to the Varsity?
I went to the Varsity. Yeah. Yep. I went to the Varsity. I had never been before. And
what do you have? Do they still scream that at you?
Yeah, they do.
What do you have?
And I got to say, I understand now why everybody says it's overrated and don't go.
Yeah, it's not famous for the food.
No. I mean, it's a cool little place. But I mean, right there downtown Atlanta, you know.
It's famous cool, just for being first, I'm pretty sure. Like it's...
Well, yeah, and I mean, the pictures on the wall, like you got, I saw at least like three presidents, I think.
Carter, oh, really?
Jimmy Carter, I mean, he's a Georgia guy. Clinton had been in there, you know, and like, who else was it? They had some very famous people on the wall. You know, Obama, I think, was one of them, and Evander Holyfield. But I ended up getting these little cheeseburgers, tasteless. completely tasteless.
Yeah.
There's no, it's like they don't season them. They didn't even have salt on them. Just completely tasteless. I got the little chili dog. Very underwhelmed.
Yeah.
The fries are basically like Five Guys fries.
What was the price like on that? Is it still cheap?
Oh, I mean, it was like $12. And so I got the number two combo, which is a chili burger and a chili dog.
And it was $12?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But the burger's tiny. I mean, it's a tiny little burger.
Yeah, I mean, the Varsity has kind of got the whole Pals thing going where people pretend like it's – although, I guess Varsity, we don't even pretend it's good. Or it's like, hey, it's a thing you got to do. It's,
I mean, I would say Pals is better. Yeah. And I think Pals is very overrated.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, Varsity is very low, so it'd be hard to be not better, but – have you ever eaten there before, Alex? Have you ever been to the Varsity?
One time.
Did they scream at you, "What do you have?"
I honestly don't remember.
Yeah. I remember being traumatized.
So little.
They did.
We went on a school trip, I'm pretty sure, and got yelled at that the whole time. And then I went another time before a Hawks game one time.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was a school trip we took. We went down for a Hawks game, and they took us to the Varsity first. That makes sense. Because at our school, 7th grade, they took us to Nashville. 8th grade, they took us to Atlanta. But in 8th grade, I overslept and didn't make the trip to Atlanta, which was kind of lame. But then later in high school, my DECA club, they took us to Atlanta for a Hawks game.
And your what?
DECA.
What is that?
It's like marketing.
Agriculture?
No, it's like a marketing thing. They needed like an extra person. I was the teacher and me were kind of cool.
Yeah.
And she, like, needed a couple extra people for a trip and to, like, go and do, like, this test for them. So I was like, yeah, I'll do it. It's fun.
Come on down to Atlanta with
it. Yeah. I had to go to the state DECA convention in high school because they needed literally two other people to go with the club or else they wouldn't be able to go. And I was like, that's fine. I'll go.
Yeah, why not?
Trip to Nashville.
Good easy. To get out of town.
Yeah. I was like, it's easy.
That was my thought process yesterday. I was like, you know, I get out of town. Why not? I mean, it's an all-day commitment, but why not? I'm tired of driving around here all day, every day. So
did you like work while you're down there too? Did you drive people around?
A little bit.
That's convenient also, that they let you do that.
Yeah. Also the, I didn't in Atlanta. I didn't drive people.
But in Chattanooga you did?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
So states, you can't do that.
Well, like sometimes you can.
Okay.
With Lyft, you can drive. I could drive in Atlanta and Tennessee,
but in Uber
has to won't let you do both
separate states.
They'll let you do like deliveries and stuff if you want to do that, but I don't bother with that, you know?
Yeah,
I just drove around down there.
Getting in Atlanta traffic to make food deliveries seems bad idea. I'd be mad as hell the whole time.
Yeah,
just eat the food. You'd go viral for being the guy just like, you know what, I'm gonna keep this food actually. Yeah. And good luck, man. Sorry.
I just drove down Peachtree, went over to Buckhead, circled around, looked at the skyline. I just like cities.
A little Bankhead bounce, if you will.
Yeah, just messed around a little bit and then got out of there.
I mean, gotcha.
I was close enough. I thought I might as well go into Atlanta.
Sure.
As a varsity athlete, thought I might as well try the Varsity.
Sure.
And so I
– safe to say your varsity career is a lot like the Varsity food. Overstated and overrated.
Maybe. I mean, I was all conference at least, though. I don't know if
the Varsity was too at one point.
Were they?
The competition was a lot lower back in the day.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, just season the meat, just a little salt.
They ain't got time. They don't need to.
A little salt to go a long way.
They put salt at the table. Just put salt on yourself.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, but I mean, that's pretty much all I did. Other than that, you know, just driving people around and whatever over the weekend.
That's good. Hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. Alex, how was yours? Tell us all about it. Or just say if it was good or not, and you could share what you want. You don't have to tell us all about it.
It's good. Oh, I, like, did, like, a deep clean.
Okay.
Like, of my bathroom, my closet. My roommate, she thinks I'm crazy because I organized my closet, like, in color code.
Okay.
She's like, that's a little much, Alex. And I'm like, you can
have
me too clean.
I try to put, like, my Tennessee, like, orange, like, in one section. Like, I got, like, my orange, like, mine's more, like, on one side of the closet. I got, like, my sports stuff. So it's, like, Tennessee, Hawks, Titans. Like, just keep it kind of secluded. But otherwise, I just do, like, nice shirts, T-shirts. That's kind of what I do. Not color coordinated, really. Do you have a cleaning playlist of music that you listen to? No? No cleaning playlist?
I just search up, like, on Spotify.
Okay.
And then I'll look and, like, if I know the artist, but
okay.
If I won't, I
you don't have, like,
thing.
A go-to that you use? No. Okay. Just checking.
Who's your favorite artist?
Oh, yeah. I've asked you about other stuff, but not your music tastes.
I don't know. I really like Kenny Chesney.
Okay. What era of Kenny Chesney? Beach Kenny Chesney or like before beach
Nobody
country
Kenny
Chesney?
Beach Kenny
That's
Chesney.
Not true. I have a feeling she's going to say she prefers beach Kenny Chesney.
I like the like somewhere with you, you and Tequila, where he, yeah, like, someone has definitely kind of left the, yeah, him. Like,
that's kind of in the middle.
I like that.
It's like 2010.
But that's kind of middle. That's like I went country, beach, now I'm going back a little bit of a tropical country sound, yeah, again, but like a actual, like, writing sad songs, like you said, because, yeah, you and Tequila and... And then Somewhere With You, that's an era too, I think,
Somewhere,
right?
With You, yeah, that's I like one that of my one. Favorites. And then, of, yeah, course, you know, like, I'm a 20-year-old girl. Of course I love Taylor Swift.
Okay,
you know?
So Kenny Chesney and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, say, so you strike me as a Swiftie. You know, Memorial Day was completely dead here also. You were lucky to get out of here. Were you here, Alex?
I found this on the web.
Oh. Hello. Siri's acting up again. Hey, Siri.
So what you're saying... The weather was bad?
I like
doing Memorial Day was dead?
It was awful. It was like 60 degrees.
Oh, man.
The Or the Sunday was like, or was that Saturday? It was like 60 degrees one day, cloudy. It was terrible. And then right. Memorial Sunday. Day was like, it was so dead.
As you could see, I came back with a decent little tan,
yeah,
here.
Yeah. Out in the
weather was good. Was
the western was sunshine.
Yeah, the weather was good where I was at.
Nice to be in the desert. What'd you do out there?
Just bounced around.
Did you do anything fun? Did you find like a woman?
You know,
call girl.
I will say it was nice to be walking the strip and have the people on the street that smack the cards and hand you out.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like they'd been gone for a while. They have an army. I assume since you said you're a 20-year-old girl, you've never been to Vegas.
No.
Yeah. Cuz why would you go as a 20-year-old girl and not 21? But they got an army of Hispanic workers who have cards for girls, and they have this thing where they hit it on their hand to make it make a sound, and they try to hand it to you. Just nonstop. Like 30 of them just on the strip. And I was like, no, thank you.
And then you got these other dudes that walk up to you, and they're like, hey, you need anything, bro?
Yeah.
You need anything?
Yeah.
Need anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you got?
And they got other guys asking, like, and get you the club, got limo service to the club, just take care of my driver, blah, 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 we'll get you. Like, I'm all right.
Did you do any drug?
No.
No drug?
No, it was a wholesome trip.
Wholesome?
Yeah. Met my
take it easy. It's Vegas.
Met my boys. I didn't do much bad. I met my friends.
We went to church?
I met my friend's son for the first time on his birthday. Hung out by the pool.
Oh.
Then took him shopping, got him some birthday things. So it was a little wholesome, actually.
Well, you have a friend in Vegas?
Yeah. Well, he's
with
from here.
Son?
He's from here, but moved to Vegas.
Is that who you – well, no, you don't stay with. You get free room.
I go to the hotel, yeah, but I hang out with him typically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got friends everywhere.
Friends in low places.
Friends in every city.
It's nice. Makes traveling easier.
Yeah.
Shuttle from the airport. He hasn't really showed me any of the local spots yet, though.
Did you go to any shows?
Yeah, it's two shows.
Who did you see?
I saw Garth and Bruno.
Oh, yeah, I knew you were going to Garth.
And then I went to
Which
see Bruno.
Which one was better?
Bruno. Bruno's good.
Really?
Yeah, Bruno's good. I mean, Garth was great, too. They built it as a one-man show, which I was a little nervous about because, like, hey, just him and his acoustic guitar, how good could it actually be? But he's like, you know, I did that before. It didn't go well. Missed the soul. And then, like, raised the curtain. His whole band was there. You're like, yes, get a full concert. Nice. But yeah, Bruno was better.
But you'd seen Garth, I mean,
a few
times. So.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it was cool to see Bruno, though.
Well, glad you had a good time, I guess. If you did.
Not a great time.
It seems like you did.
Yeah. We'll talk sports after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, what is the current sports story of the day slash the last 5 days, as we haven't talked since Friday?
Oh, well, you know, you got some basketball going on, got some baseball going on, but really the big story, I think, is this Al Pacino news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Which you could call that a sport, really. Maybe a greater physical accomplishment than anybody currently playing sports.
How old is Al Pacino? As he is
82.
Welcoming another child? Yeah, so 3 years older than De Niro, who just... Welcome another child. So they're competing.
Well, De Niro just said that he had another child.
Oh, that's true.
Like his.
We don't necessarily know when it was.
Right.
Pacino's still out here, you know, getting it done.
Excuse me, not 82. Al Pacino is 83.
Oh.
Ooh-ah! 83, same age as my grandmother. And he has just fathered another child, his fourth, at age 83.
That's actually surprising.
That he only has four?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I bet he's got some other ones running around somewhere.
I feel like if you're going to have a kid at 83, then you should probably have more than three other kids throughout the other, like, 60 years of your life where you would be.
You mean to help take care of your kid when you're dead and gone, or what do you mean?
No, I just mean, I don't know. Do you think it's like mortality staring him in the face? Do you think like he's like, you know what? What I need to keep me young and to make me feel alive is to have another kid? Because that seems crazy because like their sleeping schedule is going to be pretty similar. They're both going to be early to bed, early to rise.
You know, some say when you have a kid late, you just want to make it to see your kid graduate high school.
Sure.
Pacino's just trying to make it to see the kid take its first steps.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Maybe graduate kindergarten. Maybe.
And by the woman that he's having this kid with, by the way, is beautiful.
Well, I'm sure she is. He's a
Noor Al-Fallah.
He's one of the most famous actors of all time and is probably, I assume, really rich.
But she has a type. I looked her up. This is an ex-girlfriend of Mick Jagger, first of all, Noor Al-Fallah. And also, she was seen
so rich
on a
and old.
Date. She was seen on a date with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Like, there's a picture of, like, Clint Eastwood looking like he came straight out of the crypt driving this car with her in it. So, she's got a type, I'm pretty sure. Now, Al Pacino, 83.
She wants somebody old with money.
I mean, Pacino, Clint Eastwood, Mick Jagger, that's a, you know, it's a pretty old trio of zombies there. Just decrepit. Imagine Al Pacino climbing on top of you. Like, imagine being a beautiful woman.
I don't want to imagine.
And you're 28 years old, and you let Al Pacino, I mean, he's probably groaning. Like an old crippled chimpanzee that got hit by a car. And he's just crawling on top of you with all that hair coming out of everywhere, out of his ears, up off of his neck, just like something from Planet of the Apes, you know. I'm going to impregnate you. Hoo-ah!
I don't want to picture that. Because, you know, I've just found her a ball player.
That's what I think I would have done if I was her. I mean, why Al Pacino?
You're gonna she has a fetish for these old men. Why not just trap you a ball player, huh?
I mean, ball players are young and spry. She doesn't like young and
spry. Yeah, there's old ball players, too. There's got to be some old quarterback. Where's Joe Namath?
I'm sure Kareem's got a shot.
Yeah.
If Kareem can just outlive Al Pacino.
Kareem's a man of character. He wouldn't do this.
We wouldn't know about it anyway.
Yeah. He would properly pay it off. He wouldn't be gallivanting around doing it.
I don't know. She seems to not really be into athletes as much as actors.
She likes old actors with some money.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe she wants to be an actress? And that's why she hangs around with Clint Eastwood and Al Pacino maybe trying to get a role? And then she's like, well, this acting career is not really taking off, so maybe now I'll just have a baby.
Ooh-ah!
Ooh-ah.
You know why he went for this woman, don't you?
She was willing.
Because she had a great ass.
I was going to say just because she was willing to hop in bed with an 82-year-old man.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of options he has now available.
Did you know he has twins with Beverly D'Angelo? I didn't know that.
Really?
The woman from the
Griswolds.
Griswold. Yeah.
Christmas Ellen. Vacation.
Ellen.
Yeah.
Vegas Ellen?
Vacation and just the, you know, family vacation.
I did not realize her and Al Pacino had twins together.
So he has twins?
He has a daughter with Jan Tarrant.
And that's his only other kid besides the twins in this one?
Who is Jan Tarrant? Tarrant. Do you know her?
I don't know.
And then he has twins with Beverly D'Angelo.
And then now this kid
and
that's
now
coming.
This fourth child, yes.
That seems so crazy to me. So he's only had a kid three times.
This
kid hasn't even been born yet, right? He's 8 months pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Not he hadn't come out yet. You know what's going to be cool for this kid, though, is like, if he waits until late in life to have his kid, then there's going to be that weird, like, generation thing. Like, two generations from now, he's going to be like, you know how, like,
grandpa goes back to the, you know, president that's, you know, there's some now that goes back to the Civil War. Or whatever.
Yeah, it's like now how you hear there's like that guy who his grandfather was in the Civil War. It's like, how the hell does that work? And then,
I mean, isn't, maybe I'm maybe I'm wrong, but doesn't Biden have something similar to that?
I don't know.
Where, like, his grandfather was, because, I mean, he's, what, 80-something? So, I mean, I'd put it back to, like, what,
Biden's grandfather was 1940. In the Civil War?
Yeah, I mean, that's possible, right? Because, I mean, the Civil War had been in the 1860s, so, I mean.
I don't know. He probably just says that. He probably just dreamed that.
Depending on how old his grandfather was whenever Biden was born.
His grandfather was in the Revolutionary War.
Don't disrespect the president.
Is he the president?
Yeah.
Is he, though?
Number 40.
Are we sure?
Number 46.
You can always make fun of the president.
No. You got to respect the office. Respect the president.
That's the oldest trope in comedy. Making fun of the current president.
We used to be a proper country that respected the position. That's sad.
Well, the position stopped respecting itself. So, what are you going to do?
Anything else on Al Pacino?
No, I just, that was fresh on my mind.
Yeah, usually
I thought we needed to probably break that down. Before.
Sometimes a sports story of the day gets us through 30 minutes, gets us through two segments. That wouldn't even give us one full one. So you got anything else?
Oh, I mean, we could
Pacino?
We can do the Al Pacino show.
Yeah, we have a segment, Alex, where he just does his Al Pacino impression for 10 minutes or so.
If you want me to, I can act out like just kind of improv of the act. That he had
with
his wife.
No,
they're married. I mean, it's, you know,
it's biblical. I'm
pretty
good.
Sure they're married.
Oh, I don't think they are.
Oh, are they not?
Well, I don't know. Whenever I looked up the
story, married.
Maybe
or girlfriend.
I was gonna say when I saw the stories, it just kept saying girlfriend.
No, it's his girlfriend.
So this girl dated Mick Jagger from 17 to 18. How old is Mick Jagger?
Not as old as Al Pacino. Jagger's 80, I believe.
So 5 years ago, he'd have been a spry 75.
Yeah. And he can move around pretty good.
Do you think Al is self-conscious about it?
Mick Jagger crawling on top. Who would
you rather? I'm so much older than your last boyfriend. He could probably go out and do things with you.
I would think that Al would feel a little bit inferior, like, physically. I mean, because there's no way he's in as good a shape.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's like, I'm much older than your last boyfriend. I'm sorry, honey.
Jagger creeping on you like a reptile. Just like a... Got the moves, you know.
In an interview with the New Yorker in 2014,
slipping all over you like an old salamander.
Pacino opened up about not wanting to be like his father, who left his family when he was two. I mean,
that's kind of. I mean,
you're really setting yourself up to leave this kid when you're two, Al, like or three, like this kid, like you might not be abandoning the family, but you're abandoning Earth. Having children has helped a lot. I consciously knew that I didn't want to be like my dad. I wanted to be there, you know? I have three children.
You know what? You know
I'm responsible for them.
When the kid is born, you know what he's going to say? He's going to point to the kid and say, "Say hello to my little friend." There's so many jokes. There's so many Al Pacino jokes you can do.
It's kind of weird they let
never
that...
never ending.
Kind of weird they let that Italian man be a Cuban gangster, though, huh?
Nah, man.
Couldn't have found better casting.
Yeah, he was the biggest actor of the time.
It's kind of weird.
Would you rather have an authentic Cuban?
I mean, I don't know. All the people in the movie are like, none of them are like really Cuban.
They're all Italian?
Yeah, and like.
It's easy to mistake.
I want to say one of them. I want to say one of the guys might even be a Mexican that's playing. I guess that's a little bit closer, I guess, to Cuban. But either way, like, yeah, like it's a Cuban movie.
There's a pretty good, like, similarities between, like, I think.
Skin tone wise, or what do you mean?
Like Cubans and Italians. I think they
look similar.
I think they get kind of mixed up a lot.
Is that so?
Joey talks about that in his book.
Oh, really?
I just finished the Joey Diaz book. Yeah.
He's Cuban?
Yeah, because he used to get
mistaken. Is he Cuban?
Yeah, he's Cuban.
I would have thought he'd be considered Italian.
He used to get mistaken for Big... from The Sopranos. Can't say.
Big Meow.
Big Meow, yeah. Vincent Pastore.
The big cat.
He used to get mistaken for him because they look so similar.
Okay.
Vincent Pastore is Italian, of course.
Yeah, I could see that.
So I feel like there's a little bit of a crossover with Cubans and Italians. I don't know. I mean, if you're Cuban, probably you don't feel good about the movie Scarface, right? Because they had all those Italians in it.
Probably be like, we could have done it. You know,
you feel
could
like
have
this should
us.
Be our movie. And
weren't they supposed to be
not.
Remaking Scarface? I thought they were supposed to be redoing Scarface with a Cuban.
I don't know,
Scarface, man. Scarface remake. Let's see here. Maybe not. No, it's officially in the works. Okay. A reboot in 2022. Either way. Okay. Michael B. Jordan is considered for the lead role. What? That can't be true.
Who?
Michael B. Jordan.
That doesn't make sense.
No, not really.
What does he look like? Okay, that's what I thought. I don't think that makes sense, really, does it? I mean, is the plot going to be the same, or is it going to be like...
You know what, these remakes, they use it. It's all about just sharing the, you know, the IP, the intellectual property. That's all you want.
Yeah.
If you could call it the same thing, you hope people will go see it. They got me on Hulu, but they got me to hate watch that new Jack Harlow movie, White Man Can't Jump, because I love the original, right? One of my three favorite movies. So I watched it just out of anger and spite because I was like, hey, they're remaking a perfect movie. And it wasn't really like White Man Can't Jump at all. And I'm like, I wouldn't have hated this movie had you just called it something different. The only similarities is like a black guy and a white guy, and they play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the only similarities.
Yeah.
Like Jack Harlow is supposed to be like, the, you know, he's a very, very poor man's Woody Harrelson. Like, they're not even really trying to do the same thing. Then I'm like, if you wouldn't have called it that, maybe reviews would have been better and people wouldn't be mad, but also would I have watched it? I don't know.
I have a joke about the sequel to that movie, but I can't tell it on the air. You'll have to come to one of my open mic shows.
When is that?
It's past the cutoff of telling it on
the
air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It would make you cringe.
Yeah, I don't.
You'd be in a corner crying. It would be all, you'd
sure,
be all upset.
I can imagine what low-hanging fruit you're taking with it.
What do you think it is? What do you think?
I'm sure you go through races and say stereotypical things that they can't do, if I was guessing.
No.
That's what I'm thinking.
Not exactly. That's an idea, though.
Oh.
I did just think of, oh, I know what you're implying now. That's messed up.
I wasn't saying it. I'm saying I thought that's what you would try to do for the low-hanging fruit.
I see what you're doing now.
Yeah.
Low-hanging fruit? What are you talking about? I get my fruit at the top of the tree.
I imagine you just go to the store.
Is low-hanging fruit not just as good as the fruit at the top of the tree?
I don't know. I don't know if it's why it's low-hanging.
Alex says no, like she knows.
Have the bugs gotten it?
That's what I think it's about. It's like the bugs. And then, like, with our tree, we used to have in our, like, or we still have in our backyard, like, the dog would always get to it. So
the
I
dog
think that's
gets
kind
it.
Of like,
oh, Alex of the orchard. Literally. What kind of tree did you have, an apple tree?
Oh, it was just like he would get the branches and stuff, but we would grow like strawberries and stuff like that, and he would always get.
I didn't know if people were also handling it.
Exactly.
At mine, I used to just kind of pick it, just touch the fruit, but not ever like take it down if we had stuff growing in ours.
Yeah.
Just kind of touch it, and especially as a kid. Okay. I don't know if that's where it comes from. I just thought it meant was easy.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Easy and nice fulfilling. I was working hard and getting something a little bit higher on the branch is what I always took it as, but.
Really working hard to craft a good joke about white men can't jump.
So when they get, like, the sun wouldn't hit it, so maybe it's not
as
good.
Oh, okay. Now that might make sense. If it's the low on the low branch, then, yeah, like, the sun's not hitting it the same way. Okay. Interesting. These damn remakes.
I didn't even think of what you were thinking about.
They need to remake bad movies. That's what they should try to do.
See if you can make them good.
Yeah. Just take a bunch of bad movies that like had a good idea and remake it and be like, you know what, this time we're actually going to try to make it good. This time we're going to take a movie that we think there might be something here, but it was just such poor delivery. Maybe you can just do the straight sort of Netflix releases and like, you know what, actually we're going to take it and do it serious. That's what Saul, Bob Odenkirk's doing with the Room, like that cult classic that's so like purposely bad, or not even purposely bad, but just like really bad. He said he was going to remake it and like try to do it like in a serious way.
I bet you can make anything good with the right director.
Sure. And I mean, if you just take it.
As long
it,
as
like,
you have a premise.
Yeah, like, you could fix the script.
Or same with like songs. You could take a bad song by like, if it's by an unlikable artist, you could take the same song and put somebody else on it and have them do it.
Yeah.
And probably be better.
I'd be much more interested if Hollywood was doing that. We're going to take movies that could be good, like that Justin Timberlake movie, In Time, you know, where he's got the time is money. You know, he's got a certain amount of time, and like, it cost, you know, 18 minutes to buy a cup of coffee. He's a bad actor. If you'd have put, like, Matt Damon in it at the time, it probably would have been a good movie. You know, now Matt Damon's probably a little aged out of it, but something like that. Put Timothy Chalamet doing it, him running around.
I'd watch that.
I don't have a lot of time. I got to make decisions. Like, it was a cooler concept than the actual movie was. Go back and fix that one instead. Leave White Man Can't Jump alone and go fix In Time.
Did you watch The Social Network?
Go fix I Know What You Did Last Summer. Yeah, I watched The Social Network.
Is that a good move? Good acting in the movie?
I mean, he's not in it long enough to have to really do much, but he's like the lead actor of this movie.
What's his name?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh. He was in The Social Network?
Oh, I assume that's what you were talking about. Yeah, he was a friend that's like, $1 million is cool, but you know what's really cool?
I thought it was
$1 billion. Jesse Eisenberg was the lead character. Yeah, but he's.
Is he a good actor?
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Yeah, good.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I would consider him a good actor or not. It seems like he's kind of got a niche. It seems like he's got kind of a. He's kind of typecasted as the. As the more serious Michael Cera. Do you know who Michael Cera is?
Yep.
He's the more serious Michael Cera.
I know what
you mean. I'm kind of awkward.
Yeah.
So he played a good Zuckerberg.
Kinda like nerdy looking.
Well, yeah, he played a good Zuckerberg because, like, Zuckerberg's a nerd. Jesse Eisenberg was great in Zombieland because he's supposed to be playing a nerd. Like a guy that doesn't really get any girls, that just is like a germaphobe. He plays great in that. I don't know if he could do anything else, though.
So Michael B. Jordan in Scarface.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so.
Is it still going to be set like Miami, like Cuba, to Miami, or like
maybe Harlem,
St. Louis,
Harlem? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, although Michael B. Jordan deserves his flowers too. I don't know if he should be Scarface, but I watched Creed 3 recently. It's a pretty good trilogy, man. In terms of sports movies, it's hard to beat Creed 1, 2, and 3.
Would you go to Harlem? Do you view Harlem as a negative?
Like, no, man.
Do you think it has a negative stereotype to it?
When I think of Harlem, I think of a couple things. I think of the Harlem Renaissance and poetry and music.
The Globetrotters.
The Globetrotters. No, I didn't even think about the Globetrotters, but yes. And then I was going to say Booker T, the Harlem Heat.
The wrestler?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was a tag team Harlem Heat, him and Stevie Ray.
Can you dig it?
Sucker! Alex, hit us a break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Got a little Tennessee basketball breaking news.
Scared, Alex.
Tennessee basketball welcomes back Josiah Jordan James as he says, one more year.
One more year.
One more year. He's returning to Knoxville. He does it with a video or a picture of himself that says run it back with the Kobe Bryant press conference where he famously says the job ain't finished. Still work to do.
Still trying to get out of that second weekend.
Still got
to get to the Final Four.
Still trying to make an Elite Eight here.
Well, I'd take it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. An Elite Eight would be fun.
Is it really? Does it really matter, though? Hey, we got to the Sweet 16. What's the difference, really, in the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight?
Yeah, having a chance to go to the Final Four would be cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, going to the Final Four.
No, I'm just saying having the chance to go to it is the thing. But,
but if you lose...
Those extra 2 days, though, is the difference is.
Well, I understand that, but does the Elite Eight game feel that much different than the Sweet 16 game?
I think so.
You do? I don't know. If you lose it?
If you lose it, probably not. But at least, I mean, we've only made one damn Elite Eight. That's embarrassing, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing.
So, I mean, I think making the Elite Eight would be a huge deal just because we've only made one ever.
I guess so, yeah.
But also, I want those 2 days of feeling like maybe we can go to a Final Four and being 3 wins away from a championship. I think that'd be cool.
It's a fun idea.
So when you ask if it's a lot different, I would say yes. Although I've talked about it, like, I didn't fully soak in the Elite Eight game we had. You know, 10 years ago, 13 years ago at this point.
Well, you were just a boy.
I was just a boy. Yeah, I didn't fully soak it in. I was hung over from the night before, just kind of laid on the couch and watched it. And
you were hung over in 2010?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Just asleep on my couch, kind of halfway watching it, and had a big party for the Sweet 16 game. That was a fun night. And then, yeah, 2 days later, just kind of was taking it easy.
Mm.
Felt like I was playing with house money. You know, make it Final Four would be cool. Make it the Elite Eight and beating Ohio State. Man, I hate that Ohio State team. To me, that's what I was only focused on. So, like, I'd like a chance to right that wrong.
You were Alex's age in 2010.
It's true.
And you were underage drinking, it sounds like.
Correct.
Not cool.
No. Statute of limitations, though. It's okay. I was.
You were committing a crime.
I was being careful. I was at home.
Mm-hmm.
Josiah Jordan-James coming back for year number 5. I'll be honest, I'm a little surprised by this in the regard of, well, I'm a little surprised that I'm not, because the talk was that he was a little bit of a distraction in the locker room this year, and that the will he or won't he play trope that we had for 2 months with his knee really took a toll on people.
Well, maybe that's why he's coming back. Maybe he wants to go out on the right knee.
Well, if that is the case, then I would say that that's great, because I don't really have a positive perception of him right now.
Yeah. Maybe he's coming back with the full intention of playing the whole year, not to be dramatic.
But they talked about, you know, after the season, he was really just wanting to go and make some money. Go and try to play professionally. I don't know if he thinks he was an NBA player, but I do think that he thought that, like, hey, I could get a G League spot, you know, locked down, make $100,000 a year or so. But
they didn't even want him there.
I don't know. I don't know if they didn't want him or not. I don't know. I can't say that for certain because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it was a slam dunk like he thought it was going to be. No pun intended. So I do think, like, you coming back here, making some NIL money, and trying to fix your perception and, you know, just play basketball at a high level and maybe try to work on some things that would get you to the next level. Like, if you're Josiah Jordan-James and your goal is to come back and, like, improve your draft stock, you're going to be, you know, fighting uphill just because of age.
Well, he's probably going to be worth a ranking spot or two in these. You know how ESPN always updates their way too early.
Sure.
25 or whatever. Sure. Which I don't know at what point it goes from way too early to just early.
Yeah.
But
I'd say at this point it's just an early top 25.
Early, yeah. I think, we were like number 7 in that, something like that. He could be worth a spot or two.
The way too early, yeah, is like basically right after the season, because you don't even know what the roster is going to look like. That's what makes them way too early. But now the rosters are pretty set. Like Caleb Love, the North Carolina transfer that went to Michigan, is like, actually, I'm not going to Michigan anymore. He ends up in Arizona, and I think he was kind of one of the last, like, biggest names to make his decision. And now Josiah Jordan-James, and, like, once a couple more of these NBA hopefuls make their decision, now we're just in the early stage.
Oh, we pretty much end up getting our roster back. I mean, other than, what, Kamwa and Uros Plavsic? Other than those two, like.
You lose big Uros.
And we add guys. We add transfers who supposedly can score.
Well, we also lose Julian Phillips. Right?
Yeah.
He announced he was entering the portal, right?
Yeah, but then you added the guys from wherever who can
sure.
score.
Yeah, you get Dalton. Supposedly. You get Dalton Connect.
Connect 3, we're going to call him, I hope.
Yep. You get him in, and you get the guy from Harvard.
Who's that? De Leon? Is that
No, De Leon was the French guy that came last year.
The French?
Ledlam, right? Frenchman. Chris Ledlam is his name, I believe.
Ledlam.
He's coming down to maybe kind of take that Phillips role. You get Josiah back, you know. So, like, maybe Josiah can now just kind of be seated permanently as the 4. Like, take Kumwa's minutes at the 4. And, like, maybe that's better.
Dominate.
Well, I don't think we're going to dominate, but I do think we're back to being a top – like, we should be a solidified top 10 team again this year.
I just want to whip everybody's ass.
Well, I don't know. I don't.
And win the SEC.
Uh-huh.
And roll through the tournament.
Sure.
And just Rick Barnes finally have his moment of, I told all you sons of bitches we'd get it done eventually. And
at Cody McClure.
To the Final 4.
Yeah.
We get to Houston or wherever the Final Four
is. It's always like in Texas, it feels like.
And then we roll the dice from there, you know? I'm sure that'll all work out. Why wouldn't it?
The 2024 Final Four is in Phoenix, it looks like.
Oh, nice.
In 2025, it's back in Texas.
I'll go to Phoenix.
Yeah, it's always in Texas.
I've never been to Phoenix.
Me neither. But, like, Tennessee is going to enter the season as one of the handful of teams that can be thinking that way. Now, it's early. And we know what tournament basketball is like. And we're basically the story of this, like, Josiah Jordan James coming back is like, A, I hope he has fixed whatever issues he had going on inside of the locker room type of thing and the will he, won't he thing. I hope that's settled out and he comes in and he wants to play. And if he's wanting to fix any of his draft prospects, again, he's going to be fighting uphill at his because of his age.
Needs to be clear in the head.
Fifth-year seniors are fighting uphill. But, like, can Josiah Jordan James look and say, hey, man, actually, I can drive. I'm going to drive the basketball to the rim because he doesn't really do that ever. Can he play more in the post? Can he get more around the basket? Because a lot of times he's just shooting his mid-range jumper or shooting threes. That's pretty much all he's wanting to do at Tennessee. So maybe if he comes back and is a little bit more aggressive, and maybe like his best bet would be to show that he could play the four. And now Tennessee's lineup could have some versatility.
Mm-hmm. Right now they got us as a two seed.
See? We'll be right back in the mix.
I guess Lenardi does a off-season bracketology. I didn't realize this.
Yeah.
We just
projections, yeah.
We just act like he doesn't work all year. You know, everybody always says like he works.
Well, I think he's gonna do one.
Well, May 23rd.
I think he's going to do one, and we probably won't see it again until maybe like in September.
He put one out 8 days ago, and we're a two seed for now. We do have a good program. You got to give that to Barnes, you know.
I mean, how many basketball games did we play last year? In the 30s, right?
25 plus 11.
Okay.
36.
Yeah. And I know he missed some games. He's missed games the last 2 years. Really, he's missed games his entire career. But, like, I'm looking at his stats. Josiah Jordan James gets credit for playing in 24 games last year, which is a low number. 14 starting, a low number. He shot 36 free throws the entire year.
It's not a lot.
No, not for someone. Like, I need to see that number.
When's the schedule come out?
Tennessee's starting to leak a couple things of, like, where they're going to be playing and who they're going to be playing. But, yeah, there's your Tennessee basketball news. Josiah Jordan James back for year number 5. Alex, send us to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. I did not expect to be talking Tennessee basketball today, but the news is the news, and we go wherever the news takes us. Overall, you happy?
We're a show of current events.
You happy?
Am I happy right now? Just generally?
Well, no, I mean about the...
Can you ever really be too happy?
That's true, man. That's true.
It's always something that's got
you down. It really is. It's always something.
Sometimes things are good. Sometimes they come down to not being as good.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think you got it all figured out and everything's trending in the right direction.
Preach.
And then you just get shot down, you know.
Yeah. That's the thing about life, you know. A lot more negatives than positives. You got to really appreciate the positives.
You got to appreciate each day for what it is. You got to just take – sometimes a day will throw all kinds of different stuff at you, you know. And you just got to shake it off. Right, Alex? Shake it off.
It's like
and you just got to push through. And really it's the little things. The sunshine, the birds chirping, fresh produce.
That's on the high list of things that make life worth living, the fresh produce. Mm-hmm. Every now and then, if you get a good juicy orange or something, or a good juicy pineapple, you're like, man, what a little treat from the earth.
Oh, yeah. I bought...
This is the earth looking out for me.
I had some mangoes the other day, fresh mangoes. Delicious. Delicious. I bought a lot of fruit. I had like a red plum, or it said it was a red plum, but I think it's just a pear. To me, it seemed like a pear. What is a red plum? I don't know. It didn't seem like a plum to me. It seemed like a pear. And then I had a blood orange. Have you ever had a blood orange?
I don't think I have.
It's like a regular orange, except it's red.
Like blood.
On the inside, yeah.
I get it.
Then I had a couple of those little baby mangoes. I had a big mango. You ever eat mango?
No.
Mangoes? Mangoes are great. You can kind of suck the peel. You peel it off, and then you can kind of suck the
juice.
The juice out of the peel. And then it's got this. The thing about a mango, though, is it's got this big, heavy thing in the middle.
Pause.
Hmm?
You were saying about the mango?
It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it's got this big seed. It's almost like a shank in the middle of it.
Okay.
I could see a prisoner actually using a mango seed, the pit of a mango as a prison shank. Google that. See if that's ever happened. I'll Google it.
Some good potential news for Tennessee football coming out of the weekend as well, as all of a sudden these crystal balls are rolling in for Tennessee football to land a couple five-star wide receivers. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that?
Images of mango pit used as prison shank. How to reduce the risks of shank attacks in prison. Nah, I don't guess anybody's ever thought of this. Well, there's an idea for you prisoners.
You think any jail cells have us on? Probably not.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope we're like an inspiration to
criminals.
Like, there's like a prisoner who listens to us every day, and he's like coming close to the end of his sentence, and he's listening to us as like a, you know, these guys, this is really what I want to do. I want to do what these guys are doing. I want to follow my dreams and be a star like these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we're giving him daily motivation. Like, you can do it. If we can do it, anybody can do it, man. And he's gonna break out of there.
Figuratively or literally?
Figuratively.
Okay. I was gonna say if he's close to the end of his sentence, I don't want him to do that.
I would say in 2023 you can't break out of prison.
Oh, there's a guy got out a couple years ago.
I was gonna say unless you're like a high level like narcotics, like if like Pablo Escobar type
Chapo.
Like if you can pay people off and like you get in with the guards and you do this and you do that.
Well, there was
like,
one guy got out with the guard. He made her fall in love with him a couple years ago. You remember that story? Like the guy, the woman snuck him out and they were living a life of on the run. Like they're in like Tennessee, weren't they? Like it's like Georgia and Tennessee and Alabama. Like
I don't know, but I'm saying like actual breakout. You know what I mean? Like you don't have any help from guards.
Well, you got to have some help from somebody. You can't get out by yourself. I mean,
I'm talking like Shawshank level. Like, I don't think that's possible.
Like Alcatraz, like they just broke out by themselves.
Yeah, because like back in the day, there were like stories of breakouts.
Yeah, but those people had help for the most part. Like, no one was actually tunneling their way out.
Alcatraz?
They tunneled their way out of Alcatraz?
Or what's
Guantanamo Bay? What are we talking about here?
It's like they were on an island.
San Francisco. That's
in California.
Alcatraz.
It's not Alcatraz. It's not what it's called. Maybe it is.
Well, that's what I'm thinking of.
It is.
But they like took spoons and like
dug their way out.
Are you telling? Did you watch that movie? No,
I just watched a true crime on it.
Okay, so they spoon their way out of prison.
I never actually visited Alcatraz Island. I've only seen it from the shore there. I would like to go. You know, it's booked up though.
In 2013, man used a spoon to break out of Russian maximum security place with a spoon. So I guess you can just sit there and just dig your way out.
Kind of think it'd take you a while. You just got to put a poster up over the hole you're digging.
Sure.
What a movie.
Six prisoners use rusty spoons to dig out of, this is from somewhere in the UK.
I told Andy I'd meet him on the other side.
Six Palestinian prisoners got out using a rusty spoon.
Andy Dufresne tunneled his way through a river of feces and left a letter for me under an oak tree somewhere. I eventually got out.
I don't think these are actually
there,
quotes.
I met him on a beach.
Hour one in the books. We'll kick off hour two of headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.